Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to a new chapter. My name is Lola, and with my partners Ivan and Luciana, we will navigate in the history of broadcasting and media. Since the radio waves were created by Guglielmo Marconi to what we have today, be prepared for this exciting chapter. We will abord the problems in the beginning of broadcasting, limited research, inconsistent signal qualities, the lack of programming standards, interference of other stations on the airwaves, and finally, its concerns over regulation. Before beginning, here's a fun fact. Did you know that the most important radio wave in history was Cincinnati's WLW?
Hello everybody, my name is Ivan Campo, and now I am here in the Manchester British School in Gavalda, the place of where all secondary students study chemistry here. Okay, so we're here with the teacher Camila Peñalosa. She's a physics teacher that teaches 6th and 7th, and she's also a chemistry teacher for 8th grade. She will help us answer some questions about the media broadcasting on that time. Hello, teacher. How are you?
Hello, Ivan. So back when I was a little girl, you used to wait until like 7 p.m. in the evening to actually be able to watch the news and get to know what was going on in the country. You could also do the same before you were leaving home in the morning around 5:30. I remember there used to be a broadcasting, and then for people leaving a little bit later, around 6:30, 7 a.m. But nowadays, you no longer like really need the TV to actually get to know what is going on around the world. You just take your phone. I usually check so I pay my subscription for El Espectador. I just check the news in Colombia in El Espectador. And when I want to know something else about what is going on in the States or in Europe or whatever, then I usually use or the BBC or the New York Times. So I don't longer really need to use my TV for that. I just check online.
Okay, pretty good. And how do you think that are better, the items that we use nowadays for broadcasting or the ones of your were pretty good?
Well, I do think right now it's easier to get to know what is going on. So I do prefer it right now. Just being online, if something happens just 3 minutes ago, you get to know about it. While in the past, I guess it takes a little bit longer, maybe a couple of hours to actually know. And of course, that will delay, for example, our response if something really major happened in the country or some other country needs help and so on. So it makes it easier to also some kind of like cooperation between countries and people and stuff like that.
Yeah, thank you so much, teacher, for your answer. Have a good day.
Okay, well.
One morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap, and yellow roses scattered all around. The time is still approaching.
The song that just sounded is the first song played on radio. The music is very important because it influences on others' emotions.
Broadcasting has many advantages, but some examples are wide audience reach, real-time information, immersive experience, high-quality content, scheduled programming, content vary, and high advertising revenue. But it also has its disadvantages, such as limited interactivity, geographic limitations, lack on-demand and access, competition with digital media and ad skipping. For ending this chapter, broadcasting is something that we've had for a long time, and it's something that has helped us a lot to progress. Can you imagine a world without radio? We're very lucky to have it. It's clear that it has evolved a lot to the point of being almost replaced. However, many people still listen to it. Well, finally, thanks to you listeners. Without you, we wouldn't exist.